Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished professional from Athens, Greece, Maria N. Papacosta. Maria, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Maria is a presence coach and researcher. She's a personal branding strategist. She's the co-founder of MSC Marketing Bureau, and she's been recognized and felicitated several times. So, Maria, before we talk about personal branding and coaching, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
My journey? Okay. Well, academic-wise, I've studied sociology, marketing, leadership, and human behavior. Mm-hmm. And then I went on having different roles, mainly in the marketing area, in large international organizations, operating in multicultural environments. And then I went off to start my own business, which was quite different from being an employee, as you know, mm-hmm. starting something of your own, all the challenges.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
All the fun you have.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about personal branding. And since my show is watched by a lot of young people, what is personal branding?
Well, I think that personal branding is a strategy and a set of tools. And by strategy, what I mean is how you want to live your life, who you want to be. So you see, the thing is that we all have a personal brand, whether we know it or not. We are perceived somehow by those around us, and that's our brand. But the tricky part here is that we need to decide who we want to be and how we want to be perceived without falling into the trap of you know, designing a brand that meets other people's expectations. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about creating this better version of ourselves. It's about making the impact that we want to make. And then you have a set of tools that you use to communicate that brand with the world, whether it's media and giving interviews or writing articles or your social media presence, your personal website, you name it. These are the tools for the personal brand. But the main thing is knowing who you are right now and where you want to go. So it's a journey of self-awareness and setting your own personal vision.
Oh, interesting. And when one starts to think of investing in one's personal brand, what are some of the factors to be taken into account? And you just said, you know, you've got to understand who you are and where you want to be. Can you help me understand what are some of the factors to be taken into account?
Well, you use the word investment, which I really like. And I don't think for anyone who wants to build and communicate their brand that a financial investment should be involved, not necessarily.
Correct.
But they have to invest in time. And we live in such a busy world, you know, with the mobile phones and Netflix or whatever, you know, they're watching and our careers. We don't spend time, we don't invest time, to use your word, to think about who we are right now, what are our strengths, what are the areas that we need to develop, where do we want to go, who do we want to be. So I think that personal branding requires a lot of time investment with ourselves first, and then a lot of time investment to start communicating and building, doing the work. and the trap is one, what I told you before about building a brand just to suit what other people expect of you, which is not right.
Correct.
The other trap is creating a persona, someone who you are not, you know. There are many people who say, I want to be, I don't know, famous and have these characteristics because another individual has those characteristics. So they try to create a persona which is not authentic. It's not themselves. And I always say that fake is so easily spotted and not appreciated by anyone. So it's That's a big trap. You need to be authentic. You need to be yourself. You need to know who you are and what you want. And the third part that you need to take into consideration is that if you just spend time thinking, it's great because we want this dream and visualization process. But if you just do that, then you're just a dreamer. So you have to switch hats and mode, and from a dreamer become a doer. So I know what I want. I'll find the way to get there. So, you know, put your head down and start doing the actual work. And that takes time. You don't build a brand overnight.
Very interesting. Great response. Thank you. And at what stage of one's career should one start thinking of investing in a personal brand?
Okay, you're going to laugh with my reply for this one. I started talking about presence and personal brand to my daughter when she was 8 years old.
Amazing, amazing, fantastic. So that's my response.
I don't think that it's a career tool. I think it's a life tool. Who do we want to be? And I know it's so hard with an 8 year old because they, you know, we talk about a better self, and an 8 year old doesn't even have a self yet. They don't know what they want. They haven't shaped their personality as much. But the sooner we start identifying what do we want, where do we want to go, it's not, you see, I find vision a little bit overwhelming for some people. They see vision as a big mountain they have to climb. Or other people are like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't have a vision yet, and it's okay. I'm just asking from people to just have a direction, just a feeling of a direction. And don't look at the mountain, because the mountain is intimidating. Just look at the steps that you have to take. You know, put your head down and keep on going. And by the time you raise your head and the mountain is up here, you will reach this state, I'm sure.
Well said. And at what, you know, the next question is that, is a behavioral change a precursor to personal branding?
Well, of course. I mean, as I said, you have to be authentic. So by being authentic, you need to walk the talk. So our actions and our behaviors, it's what defines who we are. It's what we do that creates this perception. It's what we do that builds our personal brand. So our behaviors are number one.
So Maria, it has often been said that culture, and we all come from different cultures, you know, some people love to talk about their work. Some people say, let my work do the talking. Some people are introverts. Some are extroverts. My question to you is, how does culture impact personal brands?
Well, culture does affect our personal brand and our perception of it a lot. But it is entirely up to us because, as I said, we all have a personal brand, whether we like it or not. So it is entirely up to us how we want to live our life, how we want to communicate with the world, and what is the impact we want to make.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, it's up to the values that we have and up to the desires that we have. What do we want to achieve and how do we want to achieve it? So it's not about, well, just give you an example. One of the tools that we have in personal branding for the communication part is social media. If you don't want to use the social media, that's absolutely fine because that defines you. That's what you want. So there is no right or wrong answer here or path. It's who you are, how you want to live your life, and how you want to communicate with the world.
Right.
And what is more effective for you.
Interesting. One more question relating to personal brand, and then I'll move to your role as a presence coach. Many people have raised this question with me, that how do I handle the conflict between my organization's brand and my personal brand? I'd love to get your thoughts.
Okay. I get that a lot as well.
Okay.
In two different ways. So just to give some perspective. One way is I work in an organization that doesn't suit my values or help me with my aspirations, my vision. I'm in an environment that it's conflicting with who I am. Well, if you are in such an environment, then you should be doing something about it. I don't think that you can necessarily change that environment, but you have to move away from that environment. The other conflict I get is that I want to build my personal brand. And I get that a lot with speakers, professional speakers and authors who already work in an organization, either as executives or as consultants. And they are afraid that there will be a conflict between the I and the we in the organization. But what happens is that if you build your personal brand, you uplift your organization at the same time.
Right.
So it's a joint effort, and you lift the services and the offerings of each member equally. So it's beneficial to both. And in a workplace environment, organizations now, they want their people to develop their personal brands. Because as I said, knowing and owning your personal brand makes you stronger. So they want stronger people who are self-aware, they know where they want to go, they plan ahead for their future. So it's not really a conflict unless you are in an environment that doesn't suit you.
Well said. Great response. Thank you. So now let's talk a little bit about your role as a coach. You say that you are a presence coach. Help me understand the meaning of the term presence coach.
Okay. Well, presence, A, it's who you want to be. Again, it's very similar to personal branding.
Right.
Personal branding is like the set of tools and the strategy you use to achieve presence. So presence is who you are, great levels of self-awareness, who you want to be, but more importantly, how you make other people feel when you are around them.
Wow.
So it's this impact you're creating. And that is what defines high presence individuals. You know, they go into a room and you feel their presence. They are right there. They are focused. They have clarity. They know what they can change and what they cannot change. So they don't bother with things that they cannot influence. They are great listeners because they pay attention to others and not to themselves. So such characteristics define our presence and make some individuals, you know, high presence individuals.
Interesting. Obviously, presence coach supporting personal branding really is improving the persona of the individual, isn't it?
The authentic self, to be more exact.
Absolutely. Well said. So, Maria, you know, when we were a few minutes ago when we started talking, you said you spent a lot of time in multinationals in branding. What made you become a coach?
Interesting question. I think, well, I loved working in services and products. It was great. But I think I became a coach because I wanted people to overcome certain obstacles that I had all my life, like confidence, finding what do I want to do with my life, designing a strategy to help me go from here to there, making an impact. I'm a very shy individual and an introvert at the same time. So you can imagine it, my past was,
yeah,
I would always say no to every opportunity just so that I wouldn't step out of my comfort zone. So when I managed to overcome these obstacles and see that I'm creating a better life for myself, I think that was the trigger that I said, this is what I want to do. I want to help others do the same. I want to help others, you know, go to bed at night with a big smile on their face and feel fulfilled.
Very interesting. And my next question to you is that, you know, given your incredible background in the multinationals and you're wanting to give back to so many different people, my question is, how has your own background supported your coaching philosophies, your style and your values?
Well, it helped me unshape, if there is such a word, who I am and the way I'm thinking.
Okay.
It helped me break patterns, and it helped me deconstruct my perceptions about the world and about people. So when you work with different cultures and different individuals at all levels, A, you realize that we're all the same with the same fears and anxieties. But B, you realize that each individual has different triggers, different needs, different backgrounds, different lives, different wants, different needs. So having this multicultural experience, it opens your mind and you listen more, you listen better. And you, it also helps you with problem solving at the same time, because you learn to think in at different levels in different ways. So you approach a problem, you know, in different ways as well.
Well said. My next question is that, you know, Maria, each one of us have had people who influence our thinking, who help us in guiding our own thinking. My question is, how have some of the people in your life shaped you, which has led you to become a coach?
Well, I read a lot to start with.
Okay.
I'm a bookworm. So even the worst book I've read has helped me and influenced me some way or another. I think that ideas not only shape who we are, but shape the world. So every article I've read, every book I've read, and every single individual I've met in my life has influenced my thinking, has broadened my horizons. And working with people as a coach, it has helped me grow even further. Because in a coaching relationship, it's both the coach and the coachee that grow together. They learn from each other. That's how we evolve. So it's an ongoing process, just like personal branding and presence. It's an ongoing process. You don't build something and then let it be.
Mm-hmm.
You have to grow with it. You have to have new thinking, new ways of doing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I'm going to come back to my question on culture again. How does culture impact coaching?
Well, I think it's the same as we talked about personal branding. Again, we need to put it into some perspective. If you work with an individual, you have to respect their individual backgrounds and cultural barriers. If you work within an organization with a team, then you have to consider the culture of the organization, what behaviors are accepted and what behaviors are not, are to be rejected. So culture at every level plays an important role in the work of coach.
Interesting. So I have time for two more questions, one more for coaching. In today's world, you know, the young leaders, the millennials and the Gen Z leaders are now getting into positions of influence in most organizations. And I'm from the boomers generation, but I've often seen that these young leaders are bringing in a breath of fresh air into most companies. I want to get your perspective as a coach. What are some of the areas these young leaders need to be coached in?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think that these new generations, yes, they do bring fresh air into the workplace and into society as well. And I particularly like the fact that they are purpose-led. They're looking to work for organizations that are high in values and have a clear purpose. And I really like this characteristic that they have. Coaching-wise, I would say the same thing that I would say to any generation.
Okay.
Know who you are, know where you want to go, because that's different for every individual, and find the way to make your impact and communicate with an impact. So maybe because it's the area that I work, that's not what I would advise. Another coach may advise something different. But I think if we don't know who we are and where we want to go, everything else will collapse.
Mm-hmm.
That's important too.
That's absolutely fascinating. And I was going to ask you, for three lessons that, you know, based on your experience, that you'd like our viewers and listeners to take away, but you've already given me some. Know who you are and know where you want to go. But if you have any other points that you'd like to tell me that from your vast experience, you would want our viewers and listeners to take away, please tell me.
I think I would advise people to take decisions and not just make choices. The difference between the two is I choose, you know, spontaneously.
Yeah.
But by taking decisions, I think first and then I decide. And that applies to every level, what we eat, how we dress, how we behave, what we say, who are our friends. Decide who you want your friends to be. Don't just choose friends out of your comfort zone.
That's it. Wonderful. Wonderful. And on that note, Maria, and your very, very interesting and very deep lessons, know who you are, know where you want to go. And the third one, which is so, so powerful, take decisions, not make choices, because choices are very, very spontaneous and decisions are thought through. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. Thank you for speaking to me at such length about personal branding. And a lot of your inputs were so, so new to me and so much understanding of personal branding. I'm sure our viewers and listeners will like it very much. Thank you also for speaking to me about your role as a presence coach and you know, for sharing with me some of your own perspectives on coaching. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.